And the fallout of the London attacks continues with the far-right groups mobilising in the City of London and British leaders condemning the violence as terrorism. Christopher Tester asked ANU expert on British nationalism, Dr. Ben Wellings, what will follow in the days and weeks to come.
I think that the situation is going to be very, very tense, but I think a mixture of proactive policing and a general revulsion at these events will keep these kind of feelings in check. Certainly, organised groups like the English Defence League will be quite happy to stir things up like this, and it remains to be seen if there are any kind of radical Islamist groups that seek to respond accordingly. But I think the situation will be tense, but still.
Dr. Wellings says while far-right English groups will react to the Woolwich attack, it won't necessarily provoke panic on the streets of London.
The English Defence League will mobilise where they have their strongest support base, and that is basically, southern parts of London and Luton. If they have managed to organise themselves in other parts, say the northwest of England, then they will have manifestations there. Whether they can turn these into what you might call race riots, as perhaps the National Front and the British National Party activists did in 2001 in the northwest of England, remains to be seen. But again, if we take the response of Londoners and of Britons more general after 2005, we may see a reaction opposed to that kind of action itself.
Britain has experienced terrorism over the decades, although Dr. Wellings says attacks such as these differ from IRA bombings of days gone by.
There are some superficial similarities. I mean, the IRA would have regarded British soldiers in Northern Ireland as an occupying army. And in the early 1970s, that conflict in Northern Ireland spilled over into mainland Britain, and the IRA took its attacks to parts of the United Kingdom, most famously against Margaret Thatcher in Brighton in 1984. And of course, you know, they did also target soldiers in Horse Guards Parade in 1983 and so on. But at the same time, I think it was, you know, the IRA always seemed to have a much more clearly defined goal. They wanted a united Ireland. They wanted British troops out of Northern Ireland. And here, this just seems to be an attempt to kind of, almost like tit for tat, inflicting what the perpetrators see as the violence done on people in the Islamic world into the streets of Britain itself. And of course, when we go back to things like the July bombings of 2005, but also the Glasgow bombing of 2007, we see these groups who seem to have some link to or want to claim a link to Al-Qaeda, not necessarily directly through their training perhaps, but at least in their ideology and their methods. And then we can see something perhaps different there. Al-Qaeda always seemed a little bit more diffuse in its aims if we make a comparison with the IRA.
Dr. Ben Wellings of the Australian National University speaking to The Wire's Christopher Tester.